It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Labor officials in New Mexico say the state is reinstating the work search requirement for people who receive unemployment benefits. Starting this week, officials say people seeking the payments must verify that they have made at least 2 work search contacts per week in order to continue receiving unemployment benefits. The work search requirement was waived due to the pandemic impacting unemployment rates. A new survey from the Episcopal Health Foundation shows 49% of Texans say it's difficult for them and their family to afford medical care. Here's Roz Brown from the Texas News Service.
For the third year, the foundation's chief communications officer, Brian Sasser, says a survey shows more than half of all Texans say they aren't keeping up with their health care needs because it costs too much. He adds those who are uninsured report an even tougher time paying medical bills or even accessing basic health services.
When you see so many people skipping or postponing care, not filling prescriptions, then we're not talking about huge medical bills from some complex surgery. We're talking about checkups and routine visits.
Texas has more uninsured people than any other state, including workers with jobs at grocery stores, childcare centers, and construction sites. I'm Roz Brown.
Into more news. More than 100 U.S. colleges and universities will require students to get vaccinated before they return to campus. The University of New Mexico recently announced it is considering such a policy, but right now that's not the case at New Mexico State University. In depth, here's KRWG public media scholar Sarah Rodriguez.
Universities all over the United States are requiring students to receive COVID-19 vaccinations as campuses return to in-person instruction this fall. In an April 6th President's Town Hall, New Mexico State University Executive Director of Health and Wellness, Lori McKee, stated that NMSU will not be requiring students and faculty to receive or show proof of vaccination.
So no, the vaccine is currently under emergency use authorization, which means it's only been approved for emergency use. So at this point, there is no entity that can truly require you to be vaccinated, and NMSU is one of those. But we do strongly encourage.
NMSU President Dr. John Flores states that NMSU is strongly encouraging students and faculty to receive the vaccine as the campus prepares for a conventional fall semester.
We have been very straightforward and very clear from the get-go that not only we encourage people to get vaccinated, but we would like everybody to get vaccinated. This is the way that we can come back in a safe way, particularly within our campus, within our system, within our community.
In a poll conducted by the Office of the President, 93% of NMSU faculty and students claimed that they wanted to receive the vaccine, were strongly considering receiving the vaccine, or have already received it.
Only 7% of you said, no, we're not going to take the vaccine. I would very much like to make that 7% even smaller, maybe 5, maybe 2, but we can't force everybody to get vaccinated. We know that not everybody can get vaccinated, but we're going to do our best to encourage and to really guide all of you to get vaccinated now that the vaccines are widely available.
NMSU's Aggie Health and Wellness Center has been approved as a vaccine distribution site. McKee says this provides more resources for students and faculty to receive the vaccine.
There's many opportunities. So if you want a vaccination, sign up and you will get one. We will be advertising more going through clinics during the summer. As freshmen come to campus, if they've already been enrolled, we hope to have opportunities where they can make appointments to get vaccinated if they haven't done so in their home communities.
NMSU freshman Kayla Wilson says the COVID vaccine should be required for students on campus.
I do think that students should be required to get the vaccine because, you know, all of those students that aren't vaccinated would still be at really high risks of getting COVID. And that would mean that the campus doesn't have herd immunity. So that could mean like COVID could be more widely spread if not everyone is vaccinated.
NMSU student Grace Gossett also says the vaccine should be required in the future.
As kids, we had to get vaccinated to go to school. And so I think the same should apply for the COVID-19 shot. At some point in the future, it should be required because it is such a deadly virus and it spreads very, very quickly.
Gossett says vaccinations will lead to a safer campus for students and faculty.
It helps us stay healthy And it'll help minimize the spread of the virus. And I think that's the most important, especially with the faculty and just mainly the students on campus, and it helps us get back to normal.
The COVID vaccine is available in New Mexico for everyone ages 16 and up. Register at cvvaccine.nmhealth.org and find a vaccine site near you. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Sarah Rodriguez.